You are Locked On Orioles, your daily podcast on the Baltimore Orioles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Locked On Orioles, your place for Orioles news and analysis from the clubhouse to the warehouse and beyond. As always, I'm your host, Justin McGuire. I'm a longtime journalist who spent 8 years as a senior editor at Sporting News. I'm a former Cy Young and Rookie of the Year voter, and I'm the host of another podcast called Baseball by the Book. For our purposes, though, the most important thing to know about me is that I'm a lifetime Orioles fan, and just like you, I'm suffering through the 2018 season. Guys, today we're going to be joined by Matt Kremnitzer, who writes for Camden Depot. You remember Matt, he's been on the podcast a couple times before. In fact, he was our very first guest ever on episode number one back in February. He and I are going to be talking about Adam Jones trade rumors. We'll get to that in just a second.
Hey folks, just a reminder, for all the original content of the Locked On Podcast Network, both the podcasts and the written content on every team, go to LockedOnSports.com. And of course, for all your content on the Baltimore Orioles, make sure to go to LockedOnOrioles.com.
Hey guys, welcome back. We are joined now by Matt Kremnitzer of Camden Depot. Matt, the reason I wanted to have you on was, you know, Manny Machado trade rumors have been dominating Orioles conversations for the past several months. And we've all been speculating about where he might go and what the Orioles might get in return. But there's another guy, another popular all-star Oriole, whose contract is also expiring at the end of the year, and that's Adam Jones. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about Adam Jones trade rumors, because we've seen several of them come up over the last few days, and they're only going to intensify as we get closer to the trade deadline. So Matt, the first thing I wanted to ask you, do you think Adam Jones is going to be moved before the trade deadline?
I believe that if he wants to be traded, he will be. He has his 10-5 rights, which means he essentially has a no-trade clause. So if he doesn't really want to go anywhere and just wants to play out the rest of the season, he can stay in Baltimore. I'd imagine Duquette is exploring all possibilities, whether it's, you know, obviously Machado, Britton. It should definitely be Jones, too. He'll have to be willing to move to a corner spot almost for sure, because his defense has taken a step back this year, but he's still hitting. Most of it is a batting average driven, because he doesn't walk very much. But you know, if a team needs a right-handed bat, you know, assuming he can play corner outfield pretty well, he could be a nice fit for a contender if they have an opening.
Like you said, he has the ability to stop a trade if he wants to. He has indicated as recently as the beginning of this year that he wants to win a World Series. That's his goal. He's 33 years old. He's running out of time. What's your gut instinct? Do you think he'll approve a trade? Do you think he wants to make something happen before the end of the year? Or is he just going to be content to play out the string and be a free agent and try to pick his own team at that point?
I think if it's the right fit and if it's a team that's in the playoff hunt, then I don't see any reason why he wouldn't approve a trade, because like you said, he can play out the string even with other team, and he'll hit the free agent market after the season. So I think if it's a contending team, and maybe he would want to play center field more than playing a corner outfield spot. But I still think if he's going to contender, he'd probably approve the trade.
One of the things that you touched on this a bit, and I've seen this in some of the other speculation from other teams, you know, other teams writing about it. There's always the Peter Angelos factor in all these things. Peter Angelos, we know, I don't know if sentimental is the right word, or he just seems to be unwilling to part with certain kinds of players. And of course, Adam Jones has been extremely popular Oriole, maybe the most popular Oriole since Cal Ripken, has been the face of the franchise, been a very, you know, just a guy who has been a great representative of the franchise in a lot of ways, both on and off the field. Do you think Peter Angelos is just going to be unwilling to pull the trigger on a deal? Or do you think if it is Adam Jones's, you know, wish to go to another team, do you think Angelos will not stand in the way?
Yeah, I think, you know, because he's going to be a free agent after the season, that Angelos would probably approve a trade. But, like, I mean, you're right. You never know what Angelos is going to do. The Orioles do so many strange things that you can't count anything out, even if it seems ridiculous. But if they get a decent return for him, and, you know, maybe if they're not trading him within the division, then I don't see any reason why they'd hold on to him. But, again, who knows with Angelos?
Yeah, that seems to be the Orioles' slogan over the last two decades. Who knows with Peter Angelos? So, All right. Well, you mentioned trading within the division, and that brings up the thing that I saw. It was on the Mass Live website. One of their reporters wrote about whether it would make sense for Jones to be traded to the whether it would make sense for Jones to be traded to the Red Sox because of some of the injuries they're dealing with and that kind of thing. What do you think that's a realistic possibility? Do you think that, A, do you think the Red Sox have any interest in Adam Jones? And B, do you think the Orioles would be willing to make a trade within the division?
I think they might have some interest. They might be able to do something else than targeting Jones. There are surely other corner outfielders available that aren't in the division, so there wouldn't be that drama. But with the Angelos factor, maybe he wouldn't want to trade him to a team like the Yankees. They don't need him, but maybe the Red Sox would. Is that a factor? Would they want to trade him, to another AL East team? I'm not sure. And then there's the whole thing about, a few years ago, there was the drama with the Red Sox and a fan yelling a racial slur at Jones and all the drama surrounding that. The Red Sox have a very good team. They're obviously contending for a playoff spot. But would Jones want to go play for that team? Would he want to deal with that? He would get asked questions, about that topic again. Is that something that he'd want to do? He's a professional. I'd imagine that he would put that aside if he had a chance to win. But yeah, those factors matter. And I'm not really sure. I would imagine the Orioles would prefer to trade him outside of the division, maybe to the National League. The same thing with Machado, but there are only so many teams in the league. And if a team has interest, then you should definitely pursue it, especially a team like the Orioles who are so far out of the race. They're definitely sellers. I saw earlier today that Duquette finally admitted the team was labeled a seller. I don't know if he had said that before, but he said it today, and it's pretty clear, and they should be pursuing any chance to make the future of the team better.
Yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling that it would take this long for them to admit that. And I honestly don't understand the hesitancy of trading within the division for an expiring contract. It's not like you're trading Machado or Jones or whoever it is to a team that's going to have him beyond this year, unless he wants to stay there. And that's a decision he can make anyway, regardless of what you do, because it's not like the Orioles are contending this year. So what do they care if the Red Sox have a good player or the Yankees have a good player? It really doesn't make any difference to them in 2018. So I don't really see the hesitancy. I don't understand the hesitancy, but that does seem to be Angelos's MO in these things. And it is frustrating, because if the best match is within the division, then you should do that and not worry about the other stuff, in my opinion.
Right, I completely agree. And at the same time, if you're trading with a division rival, like you said, the player is going to be expiring and a free agent after the year, but you're also hurting them, because if you get a really good trade package in return, you're hurting them because you're getting some of their best prospects. So maybe that comes to back to bite them too. But yeah, the Orioles should be pursuing the best possible return on the trade, and it shouldn't matter where they're trading the player to.
All right, well, some other names that I have seen tied to Adam Jones. I believe it was Bob Nightingale of USA Today had something. This was a few weeks ago, but he had the Mariners listed as the most likely or the best fit, I guess. They obviously, with Cano's injury and D. Gordon, D. Gordon's injury and Cano's suspension, they obviously right. may be in the need of another bat, another outfielder. And we know Adam Jones started his career with the Mariners, and I saw one of the Mariners blogs writing about this as well. Does that seem like a fit that would make any sense to you?
It would be interesting, especially, it's where Jones started his career. So kind of, be going back there for the rest of the season. It seems like they could use a corner outfielder. They have Span and Haniger right now. So Jones would be an interesting fit, especially they didn't have to give up a lot. I could see that as a fit. And, it would, back to the Angelos thing, it would fit the qualification of not being within the division. So, I could see that as a fit.
Yeah, it wouldn't exactly be Ishiro going back to the Mariners, but it would be kind of interesting. It would be interesting nonetheless, because obviously that's a trade the Mariners have regretted for 10 years now. And the fans, I think, might be excited to see him in a year in which they actually have a very good chance of making the playoffs. So one other one that I saw, I think it was John Heyman of FanRag Sports, wrote recently, he thought the Indians maybe would be the best match for Jones. And now that's another one, obviously, within the American League, but not within the division. Is that one that you've thought about at all? Do you think would that make sense?
I think the Mariners make a little bit more sense than the Indians, but it depends on the health of guys like Brantley and however they're using Davis. Again, I agree that that's another possibility. I would prefer a trade with the Mariners, I think. But again, it's about the best return on Jones's trade value.
Now, you mentioned maybe trading in the National League would be more up Peter Angelos's alley, something he'd be more willing to do. Are there National League teams you think would be a good fit? Like I said, the most of the speculation I'm seeing, and I looked at this today, was American League teams like the Red Sox, Indians, and the Mariners. I haven't seen a lot of speculation about him going to the National League. Is there a team that we think is a good fit over there?
I can't think of one offhand. I agree with you. Most of the things that I've seen were for other American League teams. But if any team needs a right-handed bat and they don't need Jones to play center field, he could be a fit for almost anyone who's competing for a playoff spot.
So I guess that brings up the next question. I think we all, we know Manny Machado is leaving via free agency at the end of the year. Do we think there's any chance at all that Adam Jones is not leaving? Is there any chance that Peter Angelos is going to try to make a play for him? Is there any indication that he would want to stay? What do you think? Are we dealing with a certainty that he's gone one way or another?
I don't know if it's a certainty, but I think anything that it's mostly just hoping he comes back is just for sentimental reasons. I don't think the Orioles have approached him about coming back. They have a bunch of young outfielders coming up through the system that they're going to need to play. It would be great if Jones could stick around for a couple years and maybe, play things out in right field. But I don't know if he wants to stick around on a rebuilding club. Maybe he wants to go somewhere where he's fine moving to a corner outfield spot if the team is looking competitive. I don't think he's going to come back. It wouldn't be bad if he did, depending on the terms of the contract. I can't imagine he's looking for anything more he'll be getting anything more than a 2 or 3 year deal. But I think after the season, he's probably going to move on elsewhere.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, he has indicated winning a World Series ring is very important to him. And I think we're realistic enough to know, and he's realistic enough to know, that ain't happening in Baltimore over the next 2 to 3 years. A 33-year-old is not making a wise choice if the World Series is his goal to come back to this team for the next several years, because it's not going to happen in Baltimore, certainly within the next 3 to 4 years. And by the time maybe the Orioles are contending again, hopefully, best case scenario, he's going to be probably too old to be much of a factor. So, to me, it makes a lot of sense in the world for him to leave. And I will say this, too, as a fan, I hope that he does get that World Series ring. I hope he finds a place and a good fit, and I hope he gets it because he really does deserve it. He's been a great ambassador for the team and somebody I was always happy to have him as the face of the Orioles.
Yeah, he always plays hard. He rarely misses games for injuries or anything. He doesn't shy away from comments. And besides his great play on the field, he always has something interesting to say. And he's not afraid of, answering tough questions. I've always admired that about him.
So let's ask this question then finally. If this is Adam Jones's last year in Baltimore, and this, honestly, this could be his last month in Baltimore. He could be gone within the month. What is his legacy as an Oriole, do you think? I mean, we know he doesn't reach that upper echelon of the, the Hall of Fame guys, the guys with statues, but where does he fit as an all-time Oriole?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I've seen some fans talking about how maybe retiring his number as an Oriole, and I don't really get into too many conversations like that. I think that should only be reserved for some of the greatest players. He's definitely a very good player. I don't know if you'd call him a great player, maybe, just at the peak of his career. But it's been a joy to watch him play, and he's definitely been a very good player, and he was for a number of years.
Yeah, and I think one of the questions that's come, I actually put this out on Twitter earlier in the year, and I'm not sure that I know the answer to it, but I put out the question of, is he the all-time Orioles center fielder on the all-time team? I mean, I think Paul Blair has traditionally been there, and Paul Blair was certainly a better defensive player than Adam Jones. I wonder, though, if the full package of Adam Jones as an offensive player and as, like we said, a representative, kind of face of the franchise, is there an argument to be made that he is on the Orioles all-time team at that position?
It's pretty close. I value Blair's defense incredibly high. So he'd probably be up there over Jones. But, you know, recency bias and just seeing Jones, it's hard to imagine a lot of fans wouldn't pick him too. But those are definitely the two top choices, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and I think anytime you can be in the conversation for an all-time position, you know, on a team that has the history the Orioles do, that's pretty good. And he is definitely going to be a guy who, you know, is going to be remembered fondly, maybe in the way that like a Boog Powell is or something, you know, a guy not an all-time great, not a Hall of Famer, but a guy who's had a very good career here and is going to be, I think there's going to be very good memories of him for fans going forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And I didn't want to shortchange Brady Anderson either. I think all those guys in terms of like overall career value are kind of close to each other. So, you know, anyone could pick their favorite. But there's no doubt that Jones has been a fan favorite for years, and he's been a really good player.
You know, I always think with Brady Anderson on the all-time list, you can just sort of shift him over to left field. It makes it a little bit easier because he did play a lot of left field. Now, I don't know, is this something that you feel comfortable talking about what's going on with Camden Depot, or do you prefer not to talk about that?
It's mostly not my decision. It's John's website, and after the season, he's just moving on from analytical baseball writing. So after, you know, October, whatever, the site's not going to be updated anymore, and I'll probably be writing about the Orioles some other site.
Okay, so yeah, so we look forward to that. Hopefully you'll catch on with somebody, because I always enjoy reading your stuff. So if people want to find you on Twitter, where can they find you?
Sure, just my name, at Matt Kremnitzer. And I'll be writing at Camden Depot through the end of the season, and then, you know, I'll probably latch on somewhere else. But thank you for, you know, the kind words about reading my stuff, and I always appreciate it.
Yeah, and definitely, once you figure out what you're doing, we'll definitely have you back on the podcast. You can let people know where they can find you.
Awesome.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Locked On Orioles. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.